Let's climb right into it then. And the ANC in Swane says it will be backing newly sworn-in Cope councillor Ofwense Malaulusi as the preferred mayoral candidate. Today, the Swane Council is meeting for a special sitting to elect a new executive mayor. The position has been vacant since the 10th of this month after, well, then the then mayor, he resigned in disgrace following revelations that he had faked a court rehabilitation notice. So we have had shenanigans in the city of Swane. On the line is Eyewitness News reporter Tabiso Goba. Hi, Tabiso. It's another day in the city of Swane. How are we looking when it comes to electing a mayor today?
Good afternoon, Ray. We are actually looking very good. We have had nominations. So officially now we can say that Celia Brink from the DA has been nominated as the executive mayor candidate for the DA coalition, while, as you just said, the newly sworn in COPE councillor, Ofwense Malaulusi, has been nominated as the ANC and EFF coalition. So it is now between Brink and Malaulusi in terms of who is going to become the next mayor of Swane. So we have broke for a short break. The IEC Electoral Commission is setting up the voting booths as I'm speaking right now. So voting is set to take place in about the next 10 minutes. And as we know, voting will be via secret ballots. Actually, Ray, I do have to say that before the voting started, an IEC official did address council and told us that only an X will be accepted today on the ballot paper, and any other sort of marking or symbols will be rejected and the paper will be spoiled. Now, we do know that during the speaker's election about 2 weeks ago, the DA sort of created a very weird sort of system of voting by numerical, which had about 69 of their votes being spoiled. So, you know, I have spoken to Brink and they did say that they are going to vote the proper way today. So it's now just a waiting game.
Tabiso, does everybody understand this? Because it seems to come down to the finer details, like you've said. And if you are going with such a tight margin, somebody's going to cry foul saying, I didn't know this. I didn't understand this. I didn't get the details.
No. So even though this was obviously told to the IEC in public, we do understand that the IEC has met with the chief whips of all political parties and sort of brief them of how the voting will be taking place and what sort of markings will happen. But I think, you know, Ray, the most important thing here is the reason the DA did that numerical system of voting is because they didn't trust their caucus members. They didn't trust their councillors. As we do know that during the election of Dr. Murungwa Magwarela as mayor, which was in February, about 8 councillors from the DA-led multi-party coalition voted for him. So, you know, only 3 so far have been fired. So there is still about 5 councillors that are unaccounted for. And this is a very, very tight council. You know, every number counts. You know, a 2 or 3 vote swing could literally determine who becomes the next mayor of the capital city. So the reason that DA did that is because they do not trust their councillors. So even though, as we speak right now on paper, the numbers are on the DA coalition side, you know, it's very hard to tell who is going to win.
This is so interesting. It's like a nail-biting good movie in a way, or perhaps a bad movie, because we're getting a little bit tired of this. But what's the situation with COPE? Because it looks very divided, with members wanting to take each other to court. Will this have any sort of bearing on what happens today?
Well, yeah, well, you know, there is a possibility that it might do. So let's start with Dr. Muru. I think also we have to mention the fact that COPE has 1 seat in the Swane Council. For all its troubles, you know, it's amazing to think that they have 1 seat. But let's start with Dr. Murungwa Magwarela. So after he resigned in disgrace, he was replaced by Justice Sifanyato. So after Justice Sifanyato came in, there was a letter from COPE saying that Justice Sifanyato had 2 ID numbers and a criminal record, and that the party was withdrawing him. However, another faction within COPE denied this, And then we got here this morning, and the speaker said that Justice Sifanyato has been withdrawn and he's been replaced with obviously the now mayoral candidate, Ofwenza Mwalusi. However, we've spoken to representatives from Justice Sifanyato, and they told us that he has approached court and he wants to rule that his removal was unlawful. So if in a situation that he does win the court case, and in the situation that Ofwenza Mwalusi is elected as mayor today, we might have a case where the court says, hey, justice should have never been removed. So in essence, Ofwenza Mwalusi should have never been a councillor, and therefore he cannot serve as mayor. So, I mean, there's a lot of premonitions and predictions, Ray. It's a never-ending story here in Tshwane.
Yeah, tell me about it. If we do not see another mayor tonight, for whatever reason, are we now moving closer towards the provincial government moving in and saying, you know what, under the Executive Act, we just get to take over?
Well, there is one. We do know that the MSC of Kota came out today and said that this municipality has 3 days to elect a mayor, have a mayoral committee before he intervenes. Now, that intervention is not placing the municipality under administration. However, it will be sort of the first sort of official intervention by Colts actually acknowledging the issues here in the city. However, there is also this issue of an adjustment budget. As we reported yesterday, Ray, is that the city was granted an extension to the 14th of April. So you do imagine this was the second extension. So you do imagine that if they do not meet that 14th April deadline, the provincial government will be seriously looking at placing the city under administration.
That is a huge problem. Eyewitness News reporter Tabiso Goba on the line from Tshwane. And the big question is to you, what do you make of this? If you are living in the city of Tshwane, what do you make of this? And what is perhaps one or two or three of the main things that you'd like to see happen once we have a new mayor, once we have perhaps service delivery again? What needs the most attention? I'd like to gauge the situation.